It is November 16th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Thank you to all who texted, emailed, or stopped me at the FIA Expo yesterday to express their condolences over the passing of my mother, Marjorie Jane Lothian. The warm embrace of so many friends and the prayers offered were uplifting to my spirits and reassuring to my soul. There are so many good people in this industry that I am proud to know, or proud that they know of me, and it shone brightly yesterday. My family is working on the plans for services. Most likely there will be a memorial service in Glenview, Illinois at the Glenview Community Church in early December. We are confirming the date today. We will also have a celebration of life for her in Williams Bay, Wisconsin in the spring for her friends and family there. JLN wrapped up its FIA video coverage yesterday, having shot 14 interviews, including a career retrospective with William Knottenbelt, who is retiring from the CME Group. Monday was a special day for the JLN team at FIA Expo, as it was the first time that we have met together in person ever with some new team members. Sally Duros and Alex Tang were at the expo, and that was the first time I and other JLN team members met them in person. Also, Laura Oatney attended FIA Expo and had her daughter Elizabeth, a former JLN intern, along with her. The gala dinner at Expo in support of the Greater Chicago Food Depository was a smaller affair this year, but featured a great performance by a dynamic industry band from diverse quarters of the industry with a heavy FIA contingent, Pork Belly and the Outtrades. Everyone is talking about FTX's epic collapse. Media outlets all over the land, including some blogs I've never heard of, are weighing in on the subject. Here in Chicago, Crane Chicago business reporters Steve Daniels and John Platts discussed the FTX implosion in a podcast titled Sizing Up the Damage from FTX's Implosion, Crane's Daily Gist podcast. Crane's reporters Steve Daniels and John Platts talk about the state of cryptocurrency in Chicago and elsewhere after the collapse of crypto exchange giant FTX. Some former FTX executives have completely erased their FTX experience from their LinkedIn profiles. This is one way of coping with anger about the situation. The Wall Street Journal has a story that sums up that anger with the title, FTX Collapse Leaves Employees Sick with Anger. Many say they learned of crypto exchanges' deteriorating situation through media and lost access to their funds. The great Brendan Bradley will be the guest of author Patrick Young in his IPO vid series on November 22nd at 7 p.m. CET. For details, go to a link in today's newsletter. B-Zero Carbon, a global carbon ratings and risk and analytics company, won the FIA's 2022 Innovator of the Year Award at FIA Expo Tuesday in downtown Chicago. Clouty was named the runner-up, and Kemet Trading won the People's Choice Award. These three companies were among the nine companies participating in the annual Innovators Pavilion at the FIA Expo, an award-winning showcase for fintech startups that is designed to encourage greater innovation in the derivatives industry. You can read more about the award with a link in today's newsletter, and about B-Zero Carbon with a link in today's newsletter. It was disappointing to note that the panelists on Monday's sustainability panel at FIA Expo did not seem to hold out any realistic hope that COP27, the climate implementation summit going on at Sharm el-Sheikh, will accomplish much. An audience member asked what could be done to help improve global sustainability. ICE's Trebu Bland said, "It will be interesting to see what comes out of COP27, but added that he is skeptical that the issues such as carbon pricing are very difficult to figure out." Suyash Paliwal of the CFTC said, "There's an opportunity and need, but we can't do it without a framework," adding, "Maybe the 28th COP will work." And Daniel Scarborough of IncuPex said that probably only the 1997 Kyoto Protocol actually achieved something. Panelists did agree that the stakes are rising and that the discretionary aspects of carbon market are becoming more mandatory for investors and becoming almost a quasi-compliance obligation. At COP27, Reuters reports that talks have been stalling among the 200 nations over issues like climate finance and limiting planetary warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That's the point at which scientists fear climate change will become more severe. But Reuters says a global warming deal will be being crafted by world leaders at the G20 in Bali has given a lift to climate negotiations at the COP20 summit. Sarah Rudolph and Sally Duros reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Fortune. Billionaire investor Ken Griffin is worried about the 20-something-year-olds to 40-year-olds who are so engaged in crypto and FTX's trust-destroying blow-up. The collapse of FTX is likely to impact hundreds of thousands of investors, many of whom are Gen Zers. And Ken Griffin, founder and CEO of the Citadel Hedge Fund, says he's worried that the ripple effects could put generations off investing for some time. FTX is one of those absolute travesties in the history of financial markets, Griffin said at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore on Tuesday. People are going to lose billions of dollars, and that undermines trust in all financial markets. My comment, millions of potential Citadel customers at risk of not using their market-making services? Okay, Ken makes a good point. I wish there were fewer conflicts behind the message. Here's a story from NPR. For the first time, there are 8 billion people on Earth, according to the UN. People around the world are living longer and having fewer children. Those are just a few of the trends the United Nations described in a report on the world's population. While the average life expectancy is projected to rise from 72.98 in 2019 to 77.2 in 2050, the rate of growth will continue to slow across the globe, according to a report released Tuesday. The world reached 7 billion people in 2011, and the UN predicts it will not reach 9 billion for another 15 years. My comment, maybe Ken does not have to worry. He can make up in volume what he's losing in margins of people investing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The wrong Americans are buying electric cars. The EV early adopter has given way to the super user, or worse, still the hoarder. Kelly Strother got his first Tesla, a Roadster, in 2011. He still has it, though his garage now includes two more Teslas and a vintage Porsche 911 that recently had its gas-burning guts swapped out for a battery and electric motors. In a warming world where roughly one quarter of Americans are keen to buy an electric vehicle, Strother has four of them. The technology is so viable and it's such a better solution, he says, and I've always been a little obsessed with having the right tool for a job. I comment, speaking of cars, Leo Malama told me he had to give up his 911 as it was too difficult to get in and out of anymore. Smart man. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Mowat Hennessy is running out of champagne as demand surges. Champagne fans are so enthusiastic about exiting COVID restrictions, they're drinking Moët Hennessy out of supply. We are running out of stock for some top champagnes, Chief Executive Philippe Schaus said in an interview with Bloomberg Television at the New Economy Forum in Singapore, adding that the current period has been dubbed the Roaring Twenties internally. There's good news on the horizon, too, with the new year set to see supply replenished, he said. My comment, it can't be because times are so good and there is too much celebrating going on. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was how World Economic Forum others are hiding their past ties to FTX from the New York Post. Second was, why did we put so much faith in the crypto whiz kid? An opinion piece about who else Sam Bankman-Fried from the New York Times. Third was the John Lothian News video, Doc Sandor, 50 Years of Financial Futures, for our History of Financial Futures video series. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is a story from Bloomberg. FTX came dangerously close to upending futures markets. Sam Bankman-Fried's firm had a radical proposal to shake up futures markets that would have consolidated power and money at his now bankrupt exchange. Everywhere you looked, there it was, a ghostly outline of three letters, FTX. The confab in Chicago this week was supposed to be another celebration for the golden boy of market structure, Sam Bankman-Fried. His FTX flexed its platinum status at an earlier Futures Industry Association conference in Boca Raton, Florida, hosting a late-night cocktail party by the beach, holding a fireside chat with A-Rod, and handing out branded swag from its tricked-out mega booth in the exhibition hall. The 30-year old brought pizzazz to an industry that lacks fleets of Lamborghinis and is filled with job descriptions like exchange operators, risk managers, and commodity regulators that make the eyes glaze over. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. SEC had a record year for enforcement actions. Whistleblower Award Program received more than 12,300 tips reporting potential wrongdoing in fiscal 2022. The Securities and Exchange Commission ramped up its enforcement efforts in the last fiscal year as the markets regulator focused its sights on prosecuting high-profile cases and imposing steep penalties for misconduct under the leadership of Gary Gensler. The SEC filed 760 enforcement actions in the year ending September 30th, up 9% from the year before, according to the agency's annual enforcement report, which was made public on Tuesday. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. FTX collapses into bankruptcy system that still hasn't figured out crypto. Bankruptcy court has made limited progress reorganizing crypto firms before FTX filed for Chapter 11. The U.S. bankruptcy system will hash out the largest ever collapse of a cryptocurrency exchange through a legal process that has barely begun to answer how holders of digital currencies will fare in an insolvency. Bankruptcy courts haven't had the chance to decide complex legal questions around crypto ownership when an exchange or lender goes bust. As FTX's Chapter 11 case gets underway, the question of who even owns digital currencies, the exchanges or the customers who made the deposits, remains unsettled. And then here's another story, this one from Reuters. Special report, FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried begged for a rescue even as he revealed huge holds in the firm's books. As customers withdrew billions of dollars from crypto exchange FTX one frantic Sunday this month, founder Sam Bankman-Fried worked the phones in a futile bid to raise $7 billion in emergency funds. Hunkered in his Bahamas apartment, Bankman-Fried toiled through the night, calling some of the world's biggest investors, including Sequoia Capital, Apollo Global Management, Inc., and TPG, Inc., according to three people with knowledge of the matter. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.